thing for me that I would define as power, because like it's like eternal. Like I can carry it with me, you know, wherever I want.
Yes.
I need not worry about like the storage of knowledge, you know, like a hard disk or something like that.
Yes.
And yeah, it'll stay with me.
Well, that thank you so much for your thoughts on the on our topic today, and thank you very much for what you've shared with us with your role at CGSF. And I'd like to take this chance to thank everybody at CGSF. There's so many behind the scenes people, staff and volunteers, who help make this show and other shows possible. So thank you very much for joining us today. It's been a treat.
Thanks for having me, Free Voices.
Thank you. We're going to go to share another song with you right now, and right after that we will have Squatch come and join us if we can reach him, and he's from Gwashkana, BC.
Nicola Valley.
We'll play another version of I Walk the Line, because I think that's appropriate. This is from Switched On Country, so these are synthesized versions of Johnny Cash.
Yeah, kind of.
So we'll keep the continuity going
and get
Squatch on the line.
We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We have our guest on the line, Squatch Shekluck from Gwashkana, BC, Nicola Valley. How are you, Squatch?
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. Our subject today is on power, and we wanted to see if you'd share your thoughts on that.
Power?
Yeah. it's a big one, isn't it?
Different versions of power.
Yes.
You know, how our lights get turned on.
Mm-hmm.
How our vehicles start and move. But for personal, I think it's how we affect and influence others.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what I think of power mainly.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
You know, it's not only individual, but it's political groups, religious groups,
mm-hmm.
all have power.
Yes.
Because we're all influencing
mm-hmm.
each other and those around us. And I figure to... I figured to have good power, you know, power that's a good influence on others. We have to have positivity in our mindset.
Yes.
You know, for good power.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes, we see examples of power not...
We've got many ideas of... bad power, you know.
Yes.
You look at all the dictators and totalitarians
and suffering
that fill our history books.
Yes.
they themselves thought they were having a positive influence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because they had negativity in their thoughts and processes of communicating with others.
Yes.
But I figure, yeah, you know, our power is the ability to influence those around us positively. And, you know, we can only show our power by, you know, having our minds set on positive. Mm-hmm. You know, try push out the negative.
Yeah.
And it, you know, we can do that by self-improvement, setting personal values and
yeah,
you know, big, broad.
I was thinking about something you said a few shows ago that really I felt was very powerful. I'll just share it. You were talking about just a way of being. Well, you didn't use the words way of being, but you were talking about, you know, you're going along and you give a smile to someone or open a door or just a kind word and that type of thing. And just as we're talking about power, just from my perspective, it's like we can do really simple things that can be extremely powerful in that moment. I don't know. Yeah. So I just wanted to share that with you that, you know, when you were sharing that a few weeks ago, that really landed for me in terms of how simple things can be extremely powerful in a day-to-day moment.
Yeah, yeah. That is showing power, you know, what you were just saying I referenced before.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, you know, even just sitting beside somebody that you look up to and aspire to be like helps influence our own personal power.
Right.
And we can pass that power on just by simply, like you said, hold the door open, smile at one another, and hold a hand, you know, maybe pat a shoulder. That's what I think of power, you know, other than brute force, like electricity and automobiles,
yes,
mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we, you know, we gotta keep a positive mindset,
yes,
in order to be a good influence on those around us.
Yes,
that's what I figure power is.
Yes,
being a good influence on those around us and passing it on.
Absolutely, and I love what you said about being, you know, that there is kind of a, you didn't use the words contagious, but that when we're around other people who empower, like that are our mentors or people that we look up to, that sometimes, or even, I even think just peers, it's like that, or yeah, look up to, that it can have an energizing effect and a remind of our own power too, and to pass it on in our positive ways. So I thank you so much for your thoughts on this subject today, and thank you so much for taking time to join us at the show.
Yeah, I look forward to it weekly.
Yes, we look forward to you too.
Makes me keep thinking and pondering life.
Mm-hmm. And you always have, I mean, I love the words of wisdom and stuff, so we always appreciate having you on the show as well and look forward to seeing you next week as well. Thank you.
Okay. I thank you guys there on the mics and the people in the background and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you 1,000-fold.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lovely. Bye for now.
Okay. Bye for now.
Hmm. That was Skwight Sheklet from Gwashkana, BC. And we're going to play a song that's called Power by, what's the name of the group, Connor?
Afida Turner. Uh-huh. And this is a remix of Power. Friend, looks like the song is from last year, from 2024.
Oh, lovely. Welcome back. That was
hi.
This is you are listening to CJSF 90.1 SFU campus, and this is Free Voices. Welcome back, and we have on the line Mary. Mary, it's good to have you. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yes. Thank you so much for joining us. I know. Just sort of to bring the audience in on what Mary is referring to.
I totally lost you.
Yes. So we were trying to phone Mary while the song was playing, and we, you know, the line kept dropping, but we persevered. So we have Mary on the line. And our subject today, Mary, is on power, and we would love to hear your thoughts on that. Hello. Have we got you? Can you hear us? I think the line, hello, Mary, can you hear us? We are having, the techno glitch gods are having a good time with us today.
We'll try and phone her back on an alternate method. Yes, and for right now, we're going to play a quick PSA while things wait.
Okay. Yes, thank you, everyone.
Communication is everywhere. But what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.
Everyone. So we're going to resume our talk about power, and we are continuing, the techno gods are continuing to play with us at the radio studio. So we are going to, Lady Fahima, I thought maybe you and I could continue the talk about power while we're seeing if we can get Mary back on the line. So, I would be interested in hearing some of your thoughts on this.
The power is basically, it's just very beautiful, beautiful words, it gives a lot of power, you know, a lot of good impression to the individual. As a power, I can bring Jacqueline's, the Canadian composer that performed and produced the music for the film, for the television, for the theater. And his nomination, Gemini Award for the Best Preschool Program Series. And this individual, wonderful soul, Jack Lenz, please check on his website on the YouTube. He has a huge impact of his talent, and he's very humble, and he's Canadian soul. My job is just to basically recognizing and bringing, you know, the attention of the public to the Canadian artist. And he wrote the song. He wrote many songs. Mm-hmm. And one of his songs draw my attention. It was just produced and wrote the song for the TV show was Good Witch. And the other was Goosebump. And I thought it's fascinating. And also this wonderful artist, he has done a great cause for the kids. And one of his work, the title of his song was Kids with the Cause. And another thing, and he has done the charity to support the local kids. And right now he's working with Dr. Carter for donation drive for the sick kids of the hospital. I thought this is power. Mm. Power of education, power of love, power of dedication. And I'm just so proud and so amazed to have this opportunity to pass his name to the field, and many artists and many industrials of the movies and the film and the TV series, they recognize his amazing job that he has done for the humanity.
And then that type of person can be so aspirational and inspiring for many other people. And so there's that effect sometimes when people use power positively of really amplifying through the inspiration that they give to other people. So, you know, I was thinking of Terry Fox when we were talking last week about him too.
So thinking of power, I think we do have the power of Mary. So if Mary, if you're there, if you can hear us, please let us know your thoughts on today's theme.
Absolutely. Hello, and thank you so much for inviting me.
The power of tenacity.
I love the topic. So far, great. And I appreciate the guest talking about their own concept of power. Mm. But I'd like to break down the power and just talk about it a little. Power can manifest in various forms.
Yes.
Political power, economic power, social power, self-power, intellectual power, emotional power.
Artistic power.
Exactly. I remember when I was a kid, my mom would take us to nature. Oh, we loved nature. Oh. And she would show us power of water. Like nothing can change it, but water can change everything surrounding. So I want to talk about self-power. Power is a tool. How we use it, how it is used against us. Depends on our awareness, intentions, and actions. By being mindful of power's role in our lives, we can work towards creating a more balanced and just in our society.
Yes.
Self-power is a crucial aspect. It's about recognizing, harnessing our own inner strength, resilience, potentials, recognizing and acknowledging our weaknesses. When we tap into self-power, we can make informed choices, set boundaries, and navigate life's challenges with confidence.
Right.
Self-care is a form of self-power. By prioritizing our physical and mental well-being, we can improve our overall quality of life and increase our ability ability to tackle the challenges. Mm-hmm. Good example of self-power is Malala Yousafzai.
Oh, yes.
Teenager from Pakistan, the activist. She's an activist. She won a Nobel Prize at age 17. Despite of facing incredible diversity and danger, she stood up for her right to educate and spoke out against oppression. Her courage inspires us to tap into our own inner strength and make a difference in the world. Another example is Rosa Parks that everybody knows. In the 50s in the United States, her courageous act of resistance on a Montgomery bus by refusing is a very powerful example of self-power.
Yes.
By refusing to give up her seat, she contributed to the civil rights movement in the United States. Her bravery shows us impact one person can have when they stand up for what they believe. Self-power.
Yes.
I myself, as a single mom, I face a lot of challenges. I think I talk about it in previous shows. But pursuing my dreams of becoming a pilot and finishing an aircraft maintenance engineering course here in Richmond, BCIT, taught me the power of resilience and determination. I learned to stay focused and believed in myself.
Beautiful.
I hope my story inspires you chase your goals no matter what obstacle come on your way. Just like the water my mother always taught me about. The water changes the surrounding, but nothing can change water.
Beautiful. Yes, we got to water that seed in our life, right? That power seed.
Exactly.
Yes. Wow. That is inspiring. Thank you for sharing that.
My pleasure.
It's been lovely having you on this show. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Have a great day, and it's a fabulous show.
Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you.
All right, we'll say bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Mary, one of our guests, and she was great hearing the personal example too. That was lovely, and when I think of inspire, I think it's really great to think about different inspiring. She gave some great examples of people who have shown great courage and leadership and power. I was talking to you earlier, Fahima, before the show started, on a woman named Amma. She's known, her short version of how people know her is her name's Amma, which means mother, and she's in India. And she has done many humanitarian deeds and has had quite an influence. But one of the things she does is basically her presence is so loving and everything that people flock from many parts of the world just to meet her and receive her eye contact, her energy, and her hugs. And I just thought, you know, it's really interesting. It circles back to that idea that some aspects of power are invisible and so encouraging and inspiring when they are put to service to the world and service to humanity and nature. So there's no shortage of examples. And I was speaking earlier, and I want to hear your thoughts, Karner, on power too.
Power.
Yeah, welcome.
With great power comes great resistance squared.
You've shown a lot of power, I should say, today with all the things going sideways.
You know,
exactly.
Thank you so much.
Yes. There are two
it's
things,
a superpower, not it, just a power.
Yeah. Well, that was one thing that we worked at a lot when I was a kid. Being a musician, also doing a lot of camping and scouting was, you know, you might have the power to run a situation, but things are going to go wrong. And so having the understanding and grace and humility to navigate those seas and just make sure it's smooth, or apparently smooth. The thing that I think about with power a lot is that electrical stuff comes to mind, but in the sense of to run things, you do need to charge them up.
Oh, lovely.
And power needs a battery source. It needs an energy source. Very often in classical Chinese physical exercise and martial arts and Qigong.
Yes.
We call it Qi. So you're storing your Qi, and you need to find ways to either to metamorphosize your Qi or to create energy from things, whether that's through eating, whether that's through exercising, whether that's through meditation and transforming. It is important to find things that energize you and power you.
Yeah.
So power obviously can be force, but it can also be energy at the same time. And another thing that I think about with power is the need for restraint. And it's very easy. One of my favorite quotes is, it's very easy to destroy. It's not so hard to hold back, right?
Ah.
And that's obviously a paraphrase, but in the sense of it can take many, many years to build something up and to protect something, but it can take moments to destroy it.
Exactly.
So
you're meaning like when power is used for
for anything. You know, we do have great power, especially if we have people that are working with or under us in an organization. We need to wield power responsibly.
And there is a responsibility.
And you know, ruling with hard power and soft power, all of that comes with the caveat in my mind that restraint needs to be shown. There are times when power is appropriate, but there are times when restraint is far more, you know,
well,
the better
choice.
Well,
it's another a variation of power.
It is exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that. It just ties all of those pieces together, too.
Yes,
thank
it
you
does.
So much.
Thank you.
We're nearing the end of our show here, and I want to thank everyone for listening on campus and abroad. You know, I understand that there's people from all over the world that listen here, and we really appreciate it at Free Voices. And SFU, CGSF 90.1, campus, SFU campus, we have a great opportunity here to share with you the different subjects. There's so many people behind the scenes that help us here, volunteers and staff. And so we'll see you here next week. I'll just give you a little, we've got the pleasure for next week of Elizabeth Wittig. She's a volunteer with CGSF.
Oh,
yeah,
it is.
Yes. And
Elizabeth,
we're looking forward to
the powerful name.
Yes, when it's multi-syllable,
that's
it's much
right.
more powerful.
Yeah.
And we're delighted to have her join us here next week. And we look forward to having everyone join us. And it's been a pleasure. So we'll see you next week. Thank you, everyone.
All right, everybody.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Here's our last song.
Bye-bye.
Double agents, With big dreams about you gone, and this dream is quite contagious.